Perfect.
Good.
I miss my old microphone.
Yeah.
This is dumb dick mic I'm using.
You look like you just woke up.
About half an hour ago. Yeah, half an hour.
Nice.
Damn it.
You should probably quit smoking.
Popcorn. Fuck.
About to say, get some soda or something in you.
Water.
Water, better.
I'll have a soda after. During the cast. I just got an approval on Facebook.
An approval for what?
For a group. Raptors.
Ah.
The basketball stuff.
Nice.
I had popcorn earlier. That doesn't help. I've been all up on Benadryl lately with the cough.
Ah.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good. Oh, fuck's sake. I guess we're already recording.
Oh, yeah. I record from the beginning.
You butthead. Yesterday's cast was interesting. I was there.
Yeah. It was, I thought it was quite entertaining, actually.
Yeah. You didn't know what was going on over on this end when I was watching you guys. Uh-huh. I was trying to fix my damn Twitch channel because now I have to verify my damn email again. So it's pissing me off. So the big F you with Twitch. So probably during after dark gaming cast, I will work on get that email verified again. But
gotcha.
Oh, Twitch has been giving me a hard time. Two of my bot accounts I used with, what was it, Ankbot, are now banned on that site. I'm like, oh no. So I'm not even gonna dare to cast on Twitch. That's just an account to watch you and watch everyone else I'm following at the most.
Yeah, wow.
So you got all my coughing fit, really. Yeah, Chris dies again. There's your title. Almost
Chris
dies again.
Is resurrected and comes back only to die again.
Yeah, there's your title. Very clickbaity. Okay, Twitch, I don't care about... No, Twitch is telling me that. The verify. Okay, I'll do that later. So, yeah, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah? What's been going on?
Just all the changes, going back to my podcast and working on a off-season podcast for January and bringing on another guy. New blog post in the new year, Steven. He's coming on, so he's going to be doing stuff within my site. Nice. So it's exciting stuff,
yeah,
in a way. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the new year, especially. And all the spam I'm getting on my site is unreal.
Why?
Well, remember I told you it.
Yeah.
I had all the spammy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of Call of Duty 2 lately.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I'm pretty far in. Actually, I prefer Call of Duty 2 over the first one, actually, at this point, because it seems more exciting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more shooting. There's a lot more action. You know, I think I'm going to have a fun time doing a game review on that.
Nice.
For my blog. So nice. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I got a bunch of stuff I gotta finish. I gotta finish Life is Strange. Mm. Still, I gotta work on Undermine. So it's like one thing after another. I still have a lot of game. I got XCOM Enemy Unknown to finish. I'm just like all over the place with games right now. And I gotta start trying to do the war phase a little bit more too. So it's,
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, busy. Just got my Christmas list here. And my Christmas movie list. Right now I'm watching Santa Claus movies already.
Nice.
I actually start around this time of the year when I start getting ready for Christmas and start watching it. So I'm just, I think I am about halfway through the movie. So actually, you remember the guy that played Oh, what's his name? The father on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in the Santa Claus movies.
Okay.
He plays Tim Allen's boss, and that Scott Calvin's boss in the first one, and then he plays Father Time in 2 and 3. So.
Ah.
I recognize him.
Yeah.
There's a couple of familiar faces there. I like the second one where it says, oh, you're all doing a wonderful job. That's one of my favorite ones. Actually, I could do ho-ho-ho with Siri. He's like, Santa, is that you? Siri's been a troll lately with me.
Yeah.
She's being a little smartass.
Are you deserving it, though?
Maybe.
There you go.
Oh, excuse me. There we go. I just threw my quarter out the door. Wrong money. So, well, better than pressing buttons.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So after last night, tonight is just kind of very relaxing.
Yes. Hey, you did good on Warface.
I did pretty decent, yeah, a couple times.
I might play a little Undermine after. Well, I might join you on Warface, but I might play a little Undermine to start with. Let's get my whip my whistle a little bit into the gaming.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Sims. I'm, like I said, I want to get the University Expansion Pack in the new year, but that's expensive, like $52.
Jesus.
It's expensive.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and then there's that Daisy I want to get.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah, I feel like punching some zombies. I was watching our friend streamer there. And he had a ton of zombies, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
Nice. He had to keep closing the door because he had like 5 or 6 of them at once.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's the zombie apocalypse, I called it. But I already got my Christmas music already set up on my iTunes. Last weekend, I
really do enjoy Christmas, but it's like I really have to get over the hump of like
yeah.
getting into it. Then once I get over that hump, then it's all good. But like I'm still on this side of that hump.
Yeah. Yeah. And also you have Thanksgiving coming up too.
Yeah, week. That's coming up this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah.
Damn it. Come on.
So if you die, we can probably have you for Thanksgiving.
I'm not tasty enough.
Can I have some of Chris with stuffing?
Oh. You.
You know
what? That's Chico.
When I go back and edit this, I'm going to make a bleeping sound so people are actually think you cursed.
Oh. There you go. They'll get a lot more views.
Actually, I learned in editing today the other stuff. I actually have a very easy way of making that. And I didn't even know about it until tonight. And I've had this program for years.
Oh, there you go.
It is. It's awesome. It's just you highlight what you want, you push one button, and it automatically just bleeps over it.
That's cool. I have to do it the old-fashioned way with Audacity with me.
Uh-huh.
I got to get the sound effect, and I got to put it underneath.
Well, that's what I have. I have Audacity, and it has that feature.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think, what version do I have? You have the regular one. I have the dark one, though.
Ah.
I should try switch back to the other one.
Yeah, like I said, I highlighted it and I hit generate and then I hit tone and it automatically just went over top of it and bleeped it.
It must be a new feature on that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I like Audacity though. I've been using it. I'll generate tone. Ah!
So you have it. Yeah. I didn't know what it was until I used it today.
Yeah. I see where it is. I'm gonna dick around with that later.
And it is. It's the perfect bleep. Like the tone and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah. There's one episode. No, actually, it wasn't an episode. It was a blooper that never made it to air. Never was aired. It's like an unheard aired intro to my podcast. Mm-hmm. And I swore like two times and there was a big beep at the beginning. That's never been published to the public. I have it in my folder here.
Nice.
So, but I love the bloopers.
Yeah. So we haven't had too many bloopers here. We had one and I think I accidentally deleted it. So I have none now. Which was a blooper in a side of a blooper, really.
Don't remember when that was.
That was a couple weeks ago where I meant to hit record and I hit stream instead.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me that. I remember that. Yeah, that was your fault, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stupid computer. I know, doing the PRCB podcast now. Well, at least you didn't hear that ding go off.
No, I did not.
No, because I have a reminder on my calendar on my computer that certain things go off, like my podcast, PRCB, and other, you know, events that are going on with me,
right,
or appointments or whatever.
Gotcha. Nice.
So it's telling me that PRCB is coming up in about 15 minutes from now, so...
Well, it's actually happening right now.
Yeah. I should switch it to 11:30 on Saturday nights. Yeah. That's what I should do. But I got rid of my calendar. I got rid of the Google calendar altogether.
Oh.
And I'm just going by... I have my own personal calendar on here. And then I have my site. It's coded together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have it all coded together in a... What do they call that? Chart?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
One of those? A table.
Oh, alright.
It's all based on HTML and all that. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I built that on my own. So.
Nice.
But it took me a while to figure out.
Yeah. So a lot of this stuff isn't easy.
Yeah, I gotta update that schedule. Damn it. I'm an idiot. I just realized that now I have to update it.
Oh, wow.
You can hear me smacking my head. Hey, it's not the website's fault, it's the operator.
There you go.
That's what I learned that from a friend of mine. He says it's not the computer, it's the operator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ow. I'll get more later. I should have filled it up because that's what I had left when I was lying down there.
Ah.
When I laid down, I was going to watch the game and like, uh-oh.
Oh, wait. Is that the game where you guys end up losing like 6-5 or something? There's a game tonight, a hockey game.
Montreal?
I think so.
Yeah, they got their butts whooped.
It was like 4-0, and then it flipped over to like 6-4 or 6-5, something like that.
Yeah.
They ended up losing. What the hell, man?
Yeah. Good. I hate the toilet seats anyways. I hate the toilet seats. I'm not a big Montreal fan.
What's your team?
Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs, that's okay.
They won.
Yeah.
5-3.
There you go. Devils won too. That's my team.
Whoop-dee-doo. What was the score?
What was the score? I think it was 3-something. I had it right here. I don't know.
Jerry,
I have to look it up.
What was the New Jersey Devils score?
The Devils defeated the Red Wings by 5-1. 5-1 today.
Yeah, 5-1. Look at that.
Okay, Jerry, F off.
I'm not sure I understand.
Shut up. I just told her to shut up there. Yeah, that probably picked up in the podcast too.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, the love hate relationship with her sometimes. Sometimes she'll do what I ask. Sometimes she just twists my words around on me. I'm like, oh shit, damn Siri. She's a piece of shit sometimes. Well, that's a bleep.
I'll leave that one in. I'll bleep out good words and leave the bad words in.
Oh. Flipping you off. Double barrel. I think that's what they call it. Double barrel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Double barrel flip off.
True.
So what have you been doing with your podcast? You're fucking all over the place and you're confusing me.
Not much. I was confused today because I was trying to figure out when Survivor's on next week. It's not on the Canadian channel here at all.
Really?
And I looked at CBS. It doesn't say Survivor's on. But I looked on CBS.com and it said it's on 8 o'clock. So I'm like, damn it, I wanted the week off. But I have to switch over to CBS this week because it's the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
And on Global TV, they're airing some Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, yes.
This week, yeah. And yet, it's a Canadian channel they're airing it on. They should have done it on CBS or something, but...
Yeah.
Nope.
Interesting.
I'll even check it right now. But I'm pretty sure I saw it on there. Here we go again.
Chris continues to die.
Oh, quiet you. Schedule. That's what I wanted. What was I looking for? Wednesday night? Oh, wait, it is on a Thursday. What the hell? I'm an idiot. I forgot Survivor's on Wednesday, not Thursday.
Dummy.
That used to be the old schedule way, way back in the day.
What a knob.
You're a knob.
You're a weenie.
You're a weenie. You noob. Yeah, I just realized it, but I don't know why Global TV says, I bet you anything, I'm going to look like a complete ass right now if I go look at the schedule again. I do it Wednesday, not Thursday. What? Come on. Come on, you stupid website. For fuck's sakes, it says 8 o'clock Wednesday.
So what is it?
Survivor's on 8.
On Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday. So I looked on the wrong day? Wow. Fail. Epic. That's a freaking epic fail on that one. Oh, jeez.
I would say I'm getting in the mood to play some video games. You want to head over there to Amp?
Sure.
All right. Yep. As usual, tell everybody where you are, what you're doing, how they can find you.
I go to crispyontheweb.com. I have everything about reality TV on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at crispyontheweb.
There you go. And to find Punk Rock Cheeseburger, we are on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. And if you can't figure it out, just Google us. You will find us. Everyone have a lovely day, evening, or night. We will all talk to you later. Bye.